Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Everyone a happy Sunday. This is truly past the seat. We are in the Sanctuary Studio in Forest Hill, Maryland. I'd like to give everyone a shout out this morning that truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. We thank God for blessing us from our last Sunday to this Sunday. We know that God is the one that keeps us from day to day. And that's why we always say this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have not come for any fashion, form, or show, but we have come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. And it is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so we thank God today that he is continuing to draw all men unto himself. And so we're going to open up with our psalm of invocation, and that's Psalm 24. And it reads, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Even have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence, keep silence, keep silence before that, Reverend Lindsay, to lead us in our morning prayer. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, heart of God. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, just thanking and praising you for another beautiful Sunday. Thanking you, O God, for this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. Father God, we thank you for grace and mercy that woke us up this morning. Father God, we thank you because you've given us one more chance to get it right with you. And Father God, we pray in Jesus' name that as you look on these hearts of ours, Father God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, we ask, Father, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wash us in your blood and sanctify us in your word. Father God, I pray that you will continue to make us fit to be servants, O God, to serve you spirit in spirit and in truth. Father God, where your name can get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Father God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray now, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would come in and just sup with us a little while. Father God, that you would give us your spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, I pray that you will look on your man servant this morning. Father God, that you will strengthen him. Oh God, that you will continue to gird him up on every end. Father God, thank you for the many blessings that you have put upon him this week. Thank you for the strength that you put in his body. Father God, thank you for the healing power that you have given him. And Father God, I pray through the inspiration of your divine Holy Spirit that, oh God, you will use him this morning, Father. Father God, as he speak a word from you, Father God. Father God, that your word, Father God, will bring healing, will bring peace, will bring salvation. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done in this life. And then, Father God, we pray for Sister Kason. We pray for First Lady this morning. We pray that you continue to touch and heal her body, oh God. Continue to give her the strength that she needs as she go from day to day. Father God, we pray that you will look on the First Family, that you will keep them as only you can. Father God, we pray that you will look on the grandchildren. Father God, we pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church this morning. We pray for each and every person, Father God. You know what they stand in the need of. And we pray, Father, that you will be the answer to every prayer. Father God, that you will bring deliverance and salvation, that you will bring peace and joy. Most of all, you will bring healing to the soul. Father God, we not only pray for the Heart of God this morning, but we pray for whoever is listening to you, oh God. Father God, whichever means, Father God, that they are tuned in, we pray, Father God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, that you will touch the very depth of their soul this morning. And Father God, we thank you for communion. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for our sins. We thank you for paying our sin debt in full. And Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that through this service, oh God, through your preached word, oh God, through the fellowship, oh God, that we will draw closer to you today, Jesus. Oh God, that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. That man will see your light shining through us for your glory. That someone will want to know that you're God and you're God all by yourself. Thank you, Father. We thank you for being the all-sufficient Savior. We thank you for answering every prayer and meeting every need. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh today, oh God. And Father God, we pray that you will look on those that are sick and afflicted this morning. Those, Father God, that just need you, Father, in a special manner and in a special way. Oh God, we pray that as you walk through the hospitals, as you go through the nursing homes and those convalescing at home, oh God, that they would just reach out and touch the hem of your garment. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that they, Father God, will know without a shadow of doubt that you got all power and nothing is impossible with you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you because you are the all-sufficient Savior. And in you, Father God, we move and we have our very being. So we give you glory this morning. We give you honor and we give you praise. for truly thou art worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun, hallelujah, Jesus, to the going down of the same. Thy name, Father, is worthy to be praised. And we thank you. We thank you for everything that you're doing, that you will continue to do, and that you have already done. And we honor you. We love you. We bless you. And we say thank you again. Hallelujah to your name. We thank you, Father, and we bless you and we praise you for your love gifts of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your word of truth. And we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, dear Heavenly Father. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for that powerful prayer this morning. We thank God, amen, for the Heart of God Church that continues to pray, amen, one for another. Amen. Bible teaches us that we should pray without ceasing, and we know we all are recipients, amen, of answered prayer. And so we thank God this morning for prayer. We also thank God for First Communion Sunday in the year of our Lord, 2022. And we thank God for the blood of the Lamb. We all sing that song this morning, and that song is number 137 in your hymnal. And it's entitled, There is Power in the Blood. And verse 1 says, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil or victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. And of course, if there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And I sing this song with a smile on my face. I remember Brother Robert Lee when we used to sing this song, amen, that he used to light up and he walked back and forth under the church and up and down the aisle. And he talked about the power of the blood of the Lamb. And so we thank God today. Amen. And we can look back on the fondness of those saints that God has blessed us to be a part of our lives. Amen. And singing these great songs, these great hymns. Amen, of God. And so let us sing together. There is power in the blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you, oh evil, a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing in Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Verse 3, would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin things are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. And there is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Last verse. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. One more time. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And as we would begin to sing that song, Lord have mercy, and you would begin to realize about the power of the blood of the Lamb in your life, how Jesus was the only one that could stand in and help you in your situation. I'm going to say that again, that Jesus was the only one that could step in and stand in and help you and I in our situation. Amen. Because the record said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The record says the wages of sin is death. But hallelujah, there's a gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, the precious Lamb of God, who said his precious blood on behalf of mankind. And so we thank God that there's power, power, wonder, working power in the blood of the Lamb. So we give God the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning. For truly, we are experiencing the blessings of the power of the blood of the Lamb. Amen. The Bible teaches that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so we thank God, amen, that he loved us so much that he was willing to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we thank God this morning for the power, the wonder-working power in the blood, come on now, of the Lamb. Praise God this morning. We thank him, amen, for what he's continuing to do in all our lives. I don't know about you, amen, but God still has all power, amen, all power in his hand. And so we thank God for that. And we just want to sing another little song this morning, amen. Song that we sing during time of Black history and time when we reflect back on the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., amen, civil rights leader, one who, amen, was inspiration to those, amen, that believed, amen, that in spite of all of our ups and downs in our situations and circumstances, amen, that truly trusting in God, that no matter what, we will be able to make it through. And there's a hymn in our hymnal. It's number 372. And it's a song, amen, that has been sung, amen, by the Black church down through the years and permeated all over this nation during the civil rights movements, voting rights movements, all the way into the White House. And the title was, We Shall Overcome, amen. And when you see the situations and the struggles that people of color have come from and that they are going through, amen, right now in current day, amen, from time to time we need to reach back, amen, and find out where these songs are and sing a few verses of them, amen, and to realize that these are the songs to help pull you through your difficult times, help you pull you through your difficult days. And as the church would sing, there's power in the blood, and they would also be able to sing, "We shall overcome," amen, because of that power in the blood. And so the first verse of this song says, "We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday." And it says, "Oh, deep in my heart, we do believe, I do believe we shall overcome someday." And so we're going to sing a few verses of this, and in honor of Dr. King, and in honor of going into Black History Month, Black History Year, Black History reminding us as people of color, of all colors, amen, that we shall overcome truly by the power of God and the power of the blood of the Lamb. So let us sing. I know you know people who have sung this before, whether it's grandmothers, grandparents, whether it's people in the church, amen. But they would sing, and they would have purpose, and they would have a meaning, amen, about how far we've come, and even if we have far to go, that we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh,
Pastor, First Lady, Good to hear you on the line this morning, Pastor.
Praise God.
That all is well with you and your family. You all just continue to believe and find strength in your faith and in God as you all recover and return to good health. And you know God is the answer.
Amen.
I was on the Sunday school line this morning with the ladies and gents. But I didn't engage, but I certainly enjoyed the lesson. It helped you to realize that God is in the plan. And we're all going to have to just stay strong and continue to pray that he will keep us in his favor. Because they say man will let you down, but God won't. So we're going to continue to believe that. And after that, I walked into the bathroom, and I was looking out the window. And I said, God is so awesome. Beautiful, bright, sunshiny day.
Yeah.
And I thought he brought the snow, the ice, and he brought the rain. And we will have to just rejoice and be glad. And he is awesome. And I'm just glad to be here, to be a part of it, and to witness his goodness. So everybody continue to stay prayed up and know and believe that he is the answer. His power, he made us. And his blood, he saved us. So to God be glory for the things that he can do. And be blessed, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. I'm just thankful to be here another day and another year. God has blessed me to see another birthday today. I turned 81 today, and I am excited about it. I'm thankful about it. And my Sunday school lady said, do you feel younger? I told him, yes, I do. I feel young. I wouldn't have it no other way, because you are what you think. And I thank God for letting me see these 81 years. It's been a great, great accomplishment in my life. And I thank God for giving me the longevity to be able to share it with so many people and live a good life. He's given me a good life around good people. And I thank God for you, Pastor, First Lady, our prayer warriors, our Sunday school teachers, our Bible study. It keeps us connected. It keeps us in touch of what God wants us to be, and he shows us everything we need to know if you only take the time and spend a little time with him to study his word, because all that's going on in this world today, he created it. He is the architect of the universe. He is everything to us, and we are blessed to be in the land of the living, enjoying life, although we have our trials and tribulations, our ups and downs. But getting together every Sunday morning, preparing for communion every fourth Sunday, doing the things that he wants us to do and asks us to do, makes our life a little more easier and a little more understanding about what is going on today. And it's just an honor for me to celebrate this Sunday morning with you all. And I pray that you all that have come down with the COVID, that God's got you. You don't have to worry. And if it's meant that we He says it's our time. All I say is be ready. Be ready to join him and be with him forever. Life doesn't end just on this earth. But if you trust and believe and have the faith in God, we will all have eternal life with him one day. Thank you all. Be blessed. Stay safe. God loves you, and so do I.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. I first and foremost want to say thank you for all of your prayers and words of encouragement through this time. It has been kind of rough, but there's times when the Lord tells us, I need you to sit down for a minute. I need you to rest. And that's what he has done. And I thank the Lord I am getting through it, because if he takes you to it, he's going to take you through it. And I'm getting stronger every day. And I just thank the Lord, and happy birthday, Aunt Vi. May the Lord bless you with many, many, many more. To Heart of God, I love you. I always will. I'm sending out air hugs, and I'm sending out kisses. I love you all. You all have a blessed week. Stay safe. And enjoy this beautiful day that the Lord has made, because only but God can make a day. Man can't make a day, only but God. And I thank the Lord for this day. I love you all. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor K-Son. Good morning, Heart of God. I praise God this morning for this First Communion Sunday, and I thank God for Jesus and Jesus being my sin sacrifice, just paying my sin debt in full. I thank God so much, and I thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for just being good, just for his many blessings, and I pray that God will continue to just keep us and hold us this year, 2022. Truly, he is a faithful God. He is mighty good. And First Lady K-Son, it was good to hear your voice. I missed you this morning, and continue to pray for you. Aunt Vi, happy birthday. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you with many, many more. And I just want to say I thank God for my family, for my son, for my church family, for you, Pastor. And I just thank God for just being a merciful God, for being a good God. And the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, I thank God for this day, for this is a glorious day in the Lord, and I thank him for truly he is my shepherd, he is my guide, he's my everything. And I thank God this morning for his keeping power. I thank him for his love and his grace and his mercy. I thank him for being a prayer-answering God, for that he truly is. He is a great and a mighty God. He's an awesome God, and so I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Happy birthday, Trustee Randolph. Blessings upon you and blessings upon you. God bless everyone today. Stay safe. I love you, and I'm sending you all of my love today. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We are grateful to God for allowing us to come back on a little vacation, a little time for First Lady to get over the virus, and we are glad to be able to come together and worship this morning. Thank God for Reverend Sykes and Reverend Lindsay and all of you, and my son Anthony Jr. for continuing on last Sunday. We know that God has always got a ram in the bush, amen. And we thank God, amen, that through it all, we still giving God the glory. We were at a point where we were getting ready to head out the door and go on a little trip, a little vacation. And First Lady took me at-home test, and the test came back positive, amen. And so we just thank God for allowing us to be able to have a test and be able to place, to be able to quarantine and have prayer warriors to pray our strength in the Lord. And here we are on Sunday morning, amen, celebrating again, amen, another communion Sunday and giving God the glory. And so we just pray that everyone continues to remain safe and do whatever you need from you and your doctor and your God to stay safe, amen, whether it's getting vaccines, getting boosted, wearing masks, and all those things, amen, that will help during this time of global pandemic, amen, and a virus that nobody can see, amen. We need to make sure we take all the precautions that we can to stay healthy and to be able, amen, if we do contract the virus, to be able to make sure we don't go to the hospital, make sure we don't have serious illness, or make sure that it's not a sickness unto death, amen. So we just want to let everybody know, amen, that we're doing well and we're still praising God. In spite of the ups and downs, we know that God is good and he is greatly to be praised. Thank God, amen, for the way he continues to bless Deacon Anita Bryce, amen. We see her tuning in and texting in, amen, during services and during prayer service and all the things that she does and has done for our church. We say thank God for her, amen, and her faithfulness to God, even while she goes through her physical challenges, amen, to know that God is good. Thank everyone for continuing to persevere during all this time of global pandemic. In spite of it all, God is still good. And Reverend Sykes, amen, we appreciate her preaching on Sunday, amen. And we're going to ask her to get ready to lead us in prayer. Remember our president and vice president, all of our Congress senators and the House and the Senate and all of our state and local governments and all of our first responders, our men and women in uniform. Remember all of our children and our school teachers and all of our firefighters and everyone that's on the front line as far as service workers and everyone that's continuing to help out in hospitals and wherever there's a need for public service. And remember all of the churches that have opened up in the name of Jesus all over this world. Pray God's continuing blessing upon them. Just continue to bless all of the ministers and the pastors and the clergy that they too will be strengthened by God day by day to continue to minister the good news of Jesus Christ during this time of great challenge in our globe. We know that God truly, amen, is in control, amen, and that he's working it out for our good. And so we're going to ask that you would get ready to go to the Lord with us in prayer as we ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips. Thank you for being our rock in a weary land, our shelter in the times of storms in our lives. Refresh and refocus our minds on this morning, Father. Continue to lead, guide, and direct our footsteps, Father God, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Lord, we adore you and we magnify your name and we glorify your name. Allow your spirit to breathe afresh and anew in us and through us on this morning. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We take comfort, O God, this morning in knowing that you are still God and that you are still in control. Thank you for your hand of grace and mercy and your protection that covers us. Touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of mankind on today. We know that you are a prayer-answering God and that you specialize in things that seem impossible. We know that you don't slumber, nor do you sleep, but you're always watching over us. Thank you for being an all-powerful God, because there is power in the name of Jesus. You are our endless source of strength, God. Refill us with more of your love, with more of your peace, with more of your strength, more of your compassion. Father, we come, O God, at this appointed time, interceding, O God, on behalf of this nation, on behalf of this land, on behalf of our communities. And, O God, we pray, O God, this morning for all pastors and for all of our churches and all of our servant leaders. We pray, Father God, for those that are in hospitals and nursing homes, God. We pray for all bereaved families this morning, Father. And, Father, we come this morning, Father God, praying this morning for those, Father God, that don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Father. Prick their hearts that they might come running, I yield. What must I do to be saved? We pray, O God, for leadership, O God, on this morning, Father God. We pray, Father God, for our children. We pray for our teachers and administrators, God. O God, we just pray, O God, this morning for mankind everywhere, Father God. And Father God, we pray for our pastor this morning, Pastor Anthony B.K. Son, Sr. Oh, God, we pray that you will continue to strengthen him in every area of his life, God, that he needs to be strengthened in. Lead, guide, and direct him, Father God, as only you can. Put a hedge of protection around him, God, and continue to use him mightily in your service for kingdom building. And, oh, God, we pray for our First Lady today, God. Continue to allow your healing virtues to flow, oh, God, throughout her body, Father God. Oh, God, be with her. Lead, guide, and direct her, oh, God. As only you can, Father God. And Father God, we come, O God, today asking that you would stretch forth your mighty hand this morning and that you would touch those whose hearts are aching, those whose bodies are in physical pain, and those who have mental, emotional, and financial and spiritual challenges, O God. O God, we ask that you would calm our inner thoughts, that you would give us the peace, O God. We ask that you would, O God, just continue, Father God, to just keep us, Father God, as the apple of your eye, Father. We praise you for being our God, because you can do anything but fail, Father God, and you do all things well, Father God. So we declare your glory, O God, in this place, O God, on this morning, Father God. And, Father God, down through the years, you have been so good to us, Father. Despite our shortcomings, despite the uncertainties, the challenges, and the testing of our faith, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. And greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. After all the things, God, that we've been through and that we're going through, we're still standing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we know that you are a problem solver. We know that you are a mind regulator. We know that you are a heart fixer. And we know, God, that you never cease to amaze us, Father. And we thank you this morning, Father God, because, Father, when I go down memory lane on this morning, Father, and I think of all the times that you've come to our rescue, Father, we can't help but to praise you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do in our lives, Father God. And so, Father, we love you. And we adore you this morning. We magnify your name and we glorify your name. And we thank you for being our Father. For truly you are our Father, Father God. Truly you are the great I am that I am, Father God. Truly you are the Prince of Peace, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you on this morning. And we bless your name on this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we just ask that you would cleanse us, Father God, from all unrighteousness, Father God. Make us pure vessels, Father God, to be used by you, Father God, anywhere, any place, and any time, Father God. Oh, God, we love you and we thank you this morning, and we pray this prayer in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
And amen, and thank God. Thank God for our Reverend Sykes, amen, and fervent prayer, amen. We know that prayers, amen, of the righteous availeth much. And thank God for allowing the prayers to go up, amen, and the blessings to come down, amen. God is so awesome, amen, and that he is faithful, and he knows and he cares about his children, amen, amen. All right, we are ready to go to the Word of God today, and we want to go to the New Testament book of Romans, and a nice chapter, and we're going to look at verses 26, and then I read down from there, and then also in the New Testament, we're going to look at Psalm 30, and we're going to look at some things in that as we go to the Lord for encouragement and instruction and wisdom and encouragement this morning. So we're going to look at Romans 9, and we're going to begin at verse 26. Romans 8, beginning at verse 26. Romans 8, beginning at verse 26. I'll be reading from the King James Version this morning. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In verse 27 it says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And verse 28 it says, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 29 goes on to say, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And verse 31 asks the question, what shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And so for a few moments this morning, we want to speak from the subject, the favor and will of God. God's favor and God's will. The favor and will of God. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege and another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins. Oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers and sisters, as we look at this letter to Rome, to the Romans, delivered from the Apostle Paul, Paul is concerned that the church at Rome and those at Rome understand that God, amen, has already made a way for those who are under the power and the penalty of sin to be delivered, and that we should have this knowledge, amen, that even though we go through difficult times, even though we from time to time are disappointed and frustrated and upset and go through challenges in our lives, God has already worked the situation out. Somebody ought to say amen. And in other words, what Paul is explaining in this is that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And as you read the rest of this chapter, verses 35 to 39, you'll see Paul's confidence in what God has already done. Amen. And that God has already done this, and he has already made provisions even before those of us who came to know or come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that God has already made the provision for it. So in other words, before we were born, even before the foundations of the world, God knew that this world was going to fall, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that's in Romans 3:23. But he also goes on in Romans 6:23 to say that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so what God has already done before we were born, before the foundations of this world, is that he has made a way for us to be able to be delivered from the power and the penalty of sin. And through his grace, we are saved by grace through faith, amen, we are able to receive and attain this blessing from God. But that, my brothers and sisters, is something of salvation. But those of us who understand God know that we can be saved and still go through some ups and some downs. Somebody ought to say amen, amen. We can be saved and we can still face challenges in our lives. We can be saved and covered in the blood of the Lamb, the powerful, wonder-working blood of the Lamb, and still have heartaches and pains. We can be saved, amen, and still have disappointments and frustrations. And so that's where God comes in, and he allows us to understand and to know, amen, about his favor and his will. And if you are truly a born-again, baptized believer in Jesus Christ, truly if you have been born and bought with a price, you are a newborn creature, God has blessed you, amen, with the power of his Holy Spirit, amen. And the Holy Spirit of God resides on the inside, amen. And he carries out, amen, the will of God and the favor of God in your life. Somebody said, hold on a second, preacher. I've seen intercession three times in those verses that you wrote, that you read. In verse 26, 8:26, he says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so what we have here is the Holy Spirit is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is our earthly, amen, intercessor. The Holy Spirit, amen, is the one, amen, that looks out for us, because in our earthly lives, as verse 26 says, we have infirmities. have I got a witness? Amen. If you ever had a cold, if you ever had a need to have some type of surgery, if you ever had some type of need, amen, for a physician, the Holy Spirit, amen, helps us with our infirmities. In other words, the Holy Spirit, amen, allows us to be able to endure and to be able to survive, to be able to make it through the different challenges in our lives, amen. And while he's allowing us to make it through and endure the different challenges in our lives, he lets us know, amen, that it's going to be all right because God has already worked it out. And so we also see this word intercession in verse 27. It says, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. In other words, your spirit, amen, reaches out to the Holy Spirit, amen, of God, and through the spirit of communication, amen, it lets us know, amen, that God is the one that has already worked it out on our behalf. So in other words, while you're going through, and I'm going through, God has given us a mechanism, amen, here on earth in our earthly bodies, but also a mechanism in heaven, amen, at the right hand of God. You say, well, wait a minute. We have a counselor on board and the Holy Spirit on earth, but yes, we have a counselor that's seated at the right hand of God. In other words, we have the Godhead bodily, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit working our situation out on our behalf. That's what we call the favor of God. The favor of God means that even though we go through some trials, even though we go through off infirmities, even though we've had situations and circumstances like to knock us down, we know that we have an advocate in Jesus, in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit that is working out the will of God in our lives. And how he works it out for the will of God in our lives is he allows us to be able to walk in the favor of God. And when we walk in the favor of God, what happens is the things that the enemy or someone would mean for our bad or our downfall or our bad, God shows us favor and allows those things to be turned around and worked out for our good. Somebody ought to say glory to God. And so when you look at that verse 28, and it says, and we know, and this is Paul's assurance because he understood the Holy Spirit that was inside him. He understood the Holy Spirit was that was in the beginning with God and moved upon the face of the earth. And the Holy Spirit that carried out the will of God and the word of God when he said, let there be light. And he understood the connection that he had to the Father and to the Son. And so when the Son came, that the Son paid the price and allowed us to be able to experience the salvation of God. But he prayed to the Father that he would send us another comforter. And so now this comforter exchanged places, amen, with the Son of God. And so now we see the Holy Spirit here and Jesus seated at the right hand of God. We go over to verse 33. It says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? In other words, God has already taken care of this thing. God has already worked it out on your behalf and my behalf. God is continuing to work favor, that his favor and his will be done in our lives. In verse 33, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified it. In other words, God has done the work. In verse 34, it says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the what right hand of God, who also, here we go, also maketh intercessions for us. So here, my brothers and sisters, that we see that we have this great counsel, Amen. We have a counselor on board and in this world, and we have a counselor in heaven, the city at the right hand of God. And so there's this constant communication, hallelujah, amen, between the counselor that is in us and the counselor, amen, that is seated at the right hand of God, that's carrying out the will of God in our lives. And in order for it to be carried out, they communicate with God, with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit that's in us, to be able to direct the things in this world, that we will be able to obtain favor with God, and God's favor will work in our lives so that the will of God will be done in our lives, which will verify the word of God that says, and Paul knew, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and, come on now, that are called according to his purpose. And so when we understand this, you begin to understand and know that all things work together for the good, to work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose, that you understand that you have a power that worketh in you, that's perking around you, that's making intercessions to you, for you, on your behalf, to the Son that's seated at the Father's right hand, that the will of God in your life will be carried out. My brothers and sisters, I don't care what happens in this world, because of the great counsel of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit working on your behalf, allowing you to experience favor even in the midst of ups and the downs and the often infirmities, that the will of God is going to work out on your behalf, that the will of God is going to be carried out by the favor of God in your life. There's nothing too big. There's no situation or circumstance it's going to be able to change, amen, God's predestination for you, because God, before the foundations of the world, knew that by faith you was going to receive God's grace, be covered in his blood, and be able to experience the power of the blood, to be able to have God work things out on your behalf, that you will be able to stand even in the midst of the most difficult circumstance or situation in your life. Paul, he summed it up at the end of this chapter. And he said in verse 35, once you understand verses 26 to 34, you understand that you got an intercession in Jesus at the right hand of God. And you got an intercession in the Holy Spirit that are working in this world, holding the Antichrist at bay. And this Holy Spirit is a part of your spirit. And you have a piece of the Holy Spirit on your behalf that is working it out, that communicates. And the Holy Spirit communicates with Jesus. And Jesus communicates with the Father. And the Father has a will. And the will of God is what's going to manifest in your life. And in order for the will of God to manifest in your life, God provides us favor. God provides us favor, and what favor does, it allows situations to work out in our behalf, even when it doesn't look like it, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when everybody said it wasn't going to work out on your behalf, even when they lied, even when they talked about you, even when they scandalized your name, even when they questioned your faith, God favored you because you know him as Lord and Savior of your life, because you made a confession with your heart, with your mouth, and you believed in your heart that God raised his Son from the dead, and the Bible says you shall be saved, and he covered you with his blood, and now God sees you, not in your righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and all of your life, you will be able to experience the favor of God, and God will allow his will to be done in your life. So when you have this assurance, you can be like Paul in that chapter 8 and verse 35 when he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ. He goes through a list and he says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. And he continues the list. He says, as it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And in other words, they say they're coming after us. They're going to try to take us out. They're going to do whatever they can to try to take us out. But my brothers and sisters, because of what Jesus did, the will of God and the favor of God will be permanent and will be manifesting in our lives because of the great intercessions of the Holy Spirit and the great intercessions of the Son of God. And because of the will of God, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. He goes on in verse 37. He says, nay, in all these things, we are what more than conquerors than through him that loved us. And so Paul closes out the chapter. He says, for I am persuaded. And in other words, I know God for myself. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to know God for yourself. I want you to rest standing on your feet, amen, with the whole armor of God, understanding, amen, that we're in a spiritual battle, but because of the faith of God and the favor of God and because of the will of God that's going to manifest in your life, amen, that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. And so Paul goes on in verse 38 and says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. He says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, God's favor will come through for you so that God's will be done in you. God's favor will come through for you so that God's will, amen, will be done in you. And when you understand that, good God Almighty, you can begin to praise God in the midst of a trial. Come on, somebody. When you know that God is already predestinated, when you know that God's Son is already justified, when you know that God, in verse 30, says, moreover, who he did predestinate, then he also called, whom he called, him he justified, and he justified them also he glorified. In other words, God's got you wrapped up, tangled up in Jesus. In other words, God's will for your life is going to be completed. That's why he said earlier in the chapter that we know that all things work together for the good of them that are called and according to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. In other words, you're able to survive. You're able to thrive. You're able to experience these things because the Holy Spirit, somebody said, the Holy Spirit of God is working it out in my life on earth, and the Son of God is working it out on my behalf in heaven. We have these great counselors, the Holy Spirit and the Son of God, that has worked it out even before the foundations of the world to let us know that we're going to be able to carry out the will of God, and the will of God will be carried out in our lives because God has shown favor on us. God has given us the victory even in the midst of the storm. God has given us deliverance even in the midst of the trial. God has given us healing even in the midst of disease. God has given us favor. He has given us shelter in the time of storm. Aren't you glad today that God has favored you? Look at somebody and say, in spite of it all, God still favored me. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to pick up the hymn of the Hebrews that knew about this favor also in the Old Testament. And if you go back to Psalm 30, the psalmist said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. In other words, God had showed the psalmist favor. In verse 2, he says, oh, Lord, my Lord. And sometimes you got to cry to the Lord. Let me hear you say, oh, Lord, my Lord, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Has anybody ever been healed? Has anybody ever called on the name of the Lord? Say, oh, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. In other words, the sickness, the disease, the trials of the physical body came upon me. But, oh, Lord, my God, he healed me. God, in other words, he said, my favor will deliver my will. My favor in your life will allow you to survive and keep going on to complete the will in my life. Aren't you glad today that you got favor in God and you can call on him and say, oh, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. Verse 3 says, oh, Lord, thou hast bought my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive and I should not go down to the pit. Aren't you glad today that you're still here? Somebody said that there's 81 years old today. Aren't you glad today that you called on the Lord? Oh, Lord, my God, and he heard you. There's been times in all of our lives that we had to lean and depend on God, and times when it didn't look good. Somebody say, oh, Lord, my God, I thank you for the favor. Oh, Lord, my God, I thank you for deliverance. Oh, Lord, my God, I thank you for the healing. Oh, Lord, my God, I thank you that you want to fulfill your will in my life. And then, great God Almighty, when you look at verse 4, and I'm going to have to let you go. He says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. In other words, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for him, you can't help but to cry out, oh, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Oh, Lord, thank you for making a way for me. Oh, Lord, thank you for giving me favor in the midst of my enemies. They lied. They told their stories. They questioned your faith. They said every manner of evil about you. They talked about you. They scandalized your name. They did all the things that they would thought they would bring you down. But God showed favor. God has favor on your life. God turned your situation around so you can be like the psalmist, and you can be like Paul and say, God, I remember your holiness. God, I remember even in the midst of my trial, for your anger is doing but a moment, and weeping may endure for a night, but in favor, in his favor is life, and God has given us life, and because God has given us life, we have joy. We have joy. I got a lot more to say, but I ain't going to say it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo, hallelujah. When you understand this, church, when you understand that you have this great counsel that's in you, that's working behalf or on your behalf through the Holy Spirit that's in this world, that's keeping the Antichrist at bay, the Holy Spirit that fulfills the will of God in your life that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then you go over and see that he says the Holy Son of God, God's only begotten Son, is seated at the right hand, making intercessions for us also. In other words, the favor of God is going to allow the will of God to be performed in our life, and whatever God is designed and destined us to do will be completed. So we ought to give God the glory, give God the praise, because it ain't over. Come on now. Somebody say, I'm still here. I'm still standing in spite of all the things I've been through. God's favor has brought me through. You understand. Hallelujah. the favor and the will of God working in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Spirit that God has placed in you, the intercession of the Son of God that's seated at the right hand of God. Paul said, he said, who can lay anything? Who can separate us? We have been delivered. We have been made free. We have been called to be a witness for God, to walk by faith and not by sight, because what God has done in our lives, because the favor he has shown in our lives, because the will of God that he has allowed us to carry out in our lives. Look at that verse 5 in that chapter 30. You've seen it before. For the anger, for his anger endures but a moment. In his favor is life. And even though weeping may endure for a night, I know my joy, God's joy, is going to come in the morning. Because he showed favor. You got God's favor in your life. God will fulfill his will in your life. And he's made all the provision. And nothing we can do on by ourselves. It's what he has done through his son, through the power of the blood of the Lamb, through his sacrificial living and life, his death, his burial, his resurrection. God said, I love these folks so much that I'm going to give my only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Look at that verse 5. He says, in his favor is life. And you and I have life because of the favor of God, the will of God, and our faith in him, in his son, and what his blood has accomplished for us. When we understand that, it's hard, amen, for the enemy to try to break through that. You might have some weeping for a night, amen. You might be down for a second, but the favor of God won't allow you to stay there. He'll allow you to see victory in the midst of that trial. He'll allow you to see victory in the midst of that sickness. He'll allow you to have experience victory in the midst of that lying and all of the detrimental things that the enemy tries to bring about you. He'll allow you to have victory in the midst of all of that because God loves you. Favor in God's will, amen, will be accomplished in your life. Come on, let's give God some praise. This morning, let's give God some praise this morning. God, Lord, have mercy. Go back and look at that in that book of Romans. Lord, there's a whole lot of intercession going on. I got intercession in me. I got intercession around me. I got intercession in heaven. I got intercession in earth. Lord, have mercy. I got intercession, amen, working on my behalf. Jesus worked on my behalf. Jesus covered my sin. Jesus wiped away my sin. Hallelujah. When you have all of that, come on now. You're talking about some infirmities, talking about some weeping. Yeah, we're going to have some infirmities. We're going to have some weeping. Amen. But with the Lord on our side, you read the rest of that Romans 8, verse 35 through 39. You come away, amen, after you've seen the intercessors and the working of God, Son, and the Holy Spirit in your life. You'll come right with the same conclusion that Paul came away with. He said, I'm persuaded. He said, you ain't got to tell me no more. I am persuaded. I understand this thing, and I appreciate it. Once you understand that, amen, that Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you and give you that favor, amen, and you'll be able to sing those songs like in Psalm 30, amen, and praising and blessing God, amen, for even in the midst of that trial. Amen. God's working it out for your and my good. Amen. I didn't want to hold you that long, but God is good. Amen. And he is greatly to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Working it out. To love God. Called according to his purpose. Ain't the Lord all right? I said, ain't the Lord all right? I know I'm talking bad English, but ain't the Lord all right? Amen. Amen. I'm trying to wind this thing down. Amen. But God is so good. And when you understand his word and you understand you got intercessor, I want you to go to bed at night thinking about that. I got an intercessor inside me. I got an intercessor that's working around me in this world. Amen. Holding the enemy at bay, the intercessor, the Holy Spirit in me, the Holy Spirit is working on my behalf in this world, holding the adversary at bay, that God's favor will be accomplished in my life and that God's will be done in my life. And then I have the intercessor of the Holy Son of God, Jesus Christ, seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercessions on my behalf. Come on now. Ooh. I'm persuaded. Ooh. We're more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. There's no one that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So just wanted to share that with you today. I know we're having some difficult times, spiritually, physically, mentally, all kind of challenges, financially, in the world that we live in, amen, and in our lives, collectively, individually. But be encouraged, amen, that God's favor and God's will in our life, amen, will be accomplished because he's already predestinated. In other words, it's going to work out just the way he says it's going to work out, amen. And sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we get a little upset. Sometimes we get a little frustrated. But in the end, God is the glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Close my mouth. I said that 3 or 4 times, but I'm going to close my mouth. Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm glad about the word of God today. Amen. And as we sit down to celebrate our first communion in the year of our Lord, 2022, we look back where God in the book of Genesis put a plan together to redeem us from the power and the penalty of sin, where we died spiritually. Mankind fell in the garden. We died spiritually. And that Holy Spirit that's working in us and around us and for us in this earth, amen, has been renewed in us. And we become converted and we have become alive again, amen, because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for the remission of sin. And so God put a plan into action way back then after Adam and Eve had sinned and fallen in the garden. God killed an innocent animal, shed an innocent animal, and clothed them and drove them out of the Garden of Eden and put a plan into action and the bloodline that he would ultimately end up through the birth of Jesus Christ, amen, came, amen, and he became our sacrifice, our blood covering, the blood covering that Moses instituted in the Old Testament that Jesus talked about right when he was betrayed, when he sat down with his disciples and he observed the what is called the Passover meal for the last time. And he talked about Moses and the plagues that were diseases that were upon Egypt and Pharaoh, that they were in bondage, and that the tenth plague was that the death angel would come and kill the firstborn that were in the area in that time, and that they were instructed that there would be a blood covering that the death angel would recognize, and that they would kill that lamb. They would take that blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the dwelling that they were at. So when the plague and the death angel came, that he would see the blood and pass over. So there you have that Passover and that was carried out until the institution of the new covenant or the new promise in the blood of Jesus. And that blood would not be in the blood of goats or animals or sheep or lambs, but it would be in the blood of the Son of God. And that he would become our covenant, he would become our new promise, he would become our blood covering. And so now we would no longer be represented with our own righteousness nor our own blood, but we will be represented before God through the blood and the righteousness of his Son, Jesus Christ, who lived, amen, a life on this earth without sin and was able to satisfy the required penalty for sin. And so that's how we're justified, that's how we're glorified in him because of what he's done. And so that night Jesus sat down with his disciples and he took bread and blessed it and took a cup of the fruit of God and he blessed it. So let us ask God's blessing on this my bread and this wine. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread that symbolizes your body, which is broken for us. And we also pray that you will bless this cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sins of many. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. So he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it and said, eat ye all of it in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. Then they had supped. He took the cup of the fruit of the vine. He said, this is a new covenant, a new promise in my blood. He said, as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, let us drink together. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to remember that. Some intercessions. That good counsel working on your behalf. Carrying out the will. Making sure the will of God is carried out in your life. God's favor is on your life. Carry out the will of God in your life. It's all going to work out. There'll be some infirmities. There's going to be some weeping. But it's all going to work out because you love God. You're called according to his purpose. Amen. Amen. So read that Romans 27 down to that 38 verse and get you some joy and some singing going on. And read that 30th chapter of Psalm, amen, and realize that God's got this thing. Amen. God's got this thing. And we want you to be encouraged, amen, not discouraged. And talk to your counselor. Talk to the Son. Talk to the Holy Spirit. And if you can't talk, Holy Spirit will talk for you. Ain't it all right? Yeah, he's all right. So the record said they did not give a benediction, but they sang a hymn and went out into the Mount of Olives. And as you sing your hymn, you go out into your Mount of Olives. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Heaven ever smile upon you. And we'll see you on next Sunday. Lord willing. Amen. God bless.